Hi, this is Tom Browning, and you're listening to the Red Hot Mama on RedHotMama.com, home of the Reds.
Welcome, baseball fans. You got the Red Hot Mama coming at you from Reds Land on this Thursday, December 14th of 2006. We're a little bit late with the podcast this week.
A little bit late.
You know, it's usually a Monday night kind of thing, and
Thursday, practically the same day.
You can testify that this has been just one of the worst weeks in our personal history. I mean, obviously...
I don't know if it's breaking the top five, but we've had some pretty bad weeks.
You know, that's true. I think if we have an abundance of character, it's because of all the suffering we've done. But that's not the point. I'm saying that there are individual things that have happened that have been way worse. But when you look at just a week, beginning to end, this one's been pretty bad. So what happened was, last week, I was sick, sinusy. I was phlegmy, just right. Basically disgusting. And so I've gotten into this habit of getting up in the morning and taking really, really hot showers. The steam would help break up the cough. I'd cough a lot in the shower, get all the phlegmy out.
Yeah, and I was able to sleep through it, which...
Maybe you were a little bit sick, too. So anyway... So I had that, and I was feeling better, wasn't I?
It seemed like it was almost done.
Yeah.
We actually had fun on the weekend.
Except for on Sunday when I came down with pink eye, which was kind of random. Yeah. But, you know. Anyway, so Monday morning, we're getting ready for work. I hop out of bed in the morning. I go into my super hot shower, and I'm sitting there in my super hot shower, and I think, man, it feels too hot. I should turn down the heat. And I think, no, the steam, I need the steam to break up the cough. I'm not going to turn down the heat. Ooh, I need to turn down the heat. I'm starting to feel kind of sick. So I turned down the heat a little bit, right? But apparently it wasn't enough because soon I realized that I'm lying on the floor of the shower. And it's not a big shower. It's not a bathtub. We're just talking about a little shower stall. So I come to on the floor of the shower, and I somehow stand back up and turn down the heat a little bit more.
A little bit, but not actually turning it off.
I gotta finish a shower. You know, I had just blacked out. I wasn't thinking clearly.
Really?
That's what I'm getting at.
That's your excuse.
And so, yeah, it probably isn't too much of a surprise that a few minutes later I was on the floor of the shower. Again, by this time, crack technical staff here.
I heard the thudding. From my end, I was asleep, but suddenly I was in that old AHA video with the only one that anyone really remembers with the guy with the wrench and on the motorcycle.
Animated, so you were in a comic book.
Yeah, and they're chasing me and coming up the stairs, and like the guy with the wrench takes it and just starts pounding on the door to our upstairs. And that's when I wake up, and I'm really freaked out because I like think there's bad guys chasing me. Then I hear another thud and realize that's not what I think it is.
It was probably actually things in the shower falling.
Probably. There were several things.
Knocked them off on my way down to the floor. So eventually we get the water turned off, and as I'm and crack technical staff is helping me out of the shower, I black out again on the sink. And then that was the end of my blacking out. I can happily say that I haven't blacked out since then, but it did require a trip to the emergency room.
Right.
Where where they did all manner of tests and determined that there wasn't anything really all that wrong with me. I just had a sinus infection and had taken too hot a shower.
Yes. Yeah, so don't do that.
Yeah,
kids.
I'm kind of notoriously difficult to take blood from. You know, if they just do a little blood test, that's one thing. But if they've got to get like an IV line, when I was in the hospital with giving birth, they couldn't get an IV line. As you'll recall, they tried putting it
in
all sorts of crazy places. And so when this woman's
so that they'd only have to stick you once in case.
Yeah, so when the woman's like, I'm going to give you an IV line in case we got to give you intravenous medicine later. I don't want to have to stick you again. I'm like, man, I really don't think that's a good idea. But I didn't say anything. I let her go. Of course, she couldn't get the IV in the first time. Gave me a huge bruise on my left arm. And then did finally get it into my right arm, which, of course, they did not use for medicine later. And, in fact, almost sent me home with. The woman who was checking me out of the emergency room was not the same nurse who had checked me in, so she didn't know that it was still sitting there in my arm. She was out the door. She was like, okay, you guys have a safe drive home. And I'm like, wait, I have a needle in my arm. I don't want to take it home. Can you please take that out? So that was Monday. I spent the rest of the day under doctor's orders, not at work, and slept on the couch. I think that I was awake 4 hours of the day. So, yeah, that was Monday, and there wasn't any podcast recording then.
No.
There wasn't any sitting up that day. I was pretty much on the couch the entire time. So then, I think, okay, that's fine. I'm feeling much better on Tuesday. Still pretty tired and wiped out, but we go to work.
Yeah, take it easy day. Have a slow day.
Yeah, and it's going to be a late night anyway because our kid's having his Christmas program.
Right.
And so we're going to go to the Christmas program. We're going to be exhausted. We're going to come home and record a podcast because that's, we're already a day late. And that's what we were going to do. So we go to pick up our kid from daycare where he's getting ready to have his Christmas program. And they announced that he's just thrown up. He had too many cookies, he said.
Too many cookies.
Too many cookies.
Which has happened before.
Oh, sure. And he was chipper and running around, but... Mm-hmm. Over the course of the next, like, 15 minutes, he became not so chipper and vomited, what, 3 more times?
I don't know. I lost track. We had...
It was
We went through all of his clothes. Well, I decided not to put on the dressy clothes that I'd brought him for the show.
That's really good.
Just ride home in your wet clothes. Sorry.
Well, I mean, he was going to be riding home in his wet clothes no matter what because he just wouldn't stop vomiting. So, you know, we get him home, and it is like an hour-long commute, so we've got that to contend with, plus all of his wet clothes and worrying about the kid in the backseat anyway, you know. So he spends the entire evening vomiting, and so there wasn't a podcast being recorded.
Nope.
It pretty much wasn't happening, and you'll be happy to know that he was feeling fine the next morning. And so on Wednesday, we stayed home with him not because he was vomiting, because he had a fever. And he was still a little bit
sick, no reason to send him back.
But I had a meeting in the morning, so I went into work for the morning, came back home. Crack technical staff went into work for the afternoon.
I had a deadline.
And worked the full 8 hours, which didn't get up home until after 9.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still pretty kind of wiped out from my blacking out, and lest he get sick, we put off the podcast yet again. So here we finally are on Thursday night, well after 9 o'clock, really about the time I should be in bed, because I'm feeling, you can probably tell that I'm not feeling
That's
all
right. We can make it quick. Nothing's happened in the last week or so, right?
Week or so. It's been like a month since we've done a podcast. I mean, we've done...
Since you and I have.
Since you and I have done a podcast. We had the stuff from Red's Fest.
Oh yeah, that happened. How was that?
It was pretty fun. Yeah, it was a good time. Nice. So, in any event, we got the kid up in bed. He doesn't have a fever. He's not vomiting. We got me sitting upright. I've got a little bit of a headache, kind of
but not blacking out.
But I am holding onto my consciousness. We got the crack technical staff here, who seems to be more or less healthy, maybe a little bit crabby. It's been a tough week. I can understand. And we're ready to talk about the Reds, and we're already like 8 minutes into the program, and we're finally ready to talk about the
you
Reds.
You can ramble, woman.
Oh, I tell you what. It's a skill. It's my superpower.
There you go.
Among others. So, so what's happened? When was our last podcast?
November 27th.
That's the last time we sat here in front of this microphone and talked about the Reds?
Yeah, and after that, the biggest thing, of course, was Reds Fest, which...
Sure.
We gave a sampling of with the couple interviews you snagged and the trivia show that Joel cheated on.
Yeah, that was a good time.
Yeah, it was funny.
I liked John Allen. I liked all of them.
Yeah.
I think that Bubba Crosby was great.
It would have been nice if we'd had actual access to more players.
That's true.
Maybe sometime.
Yeah, maybe next year.
You know, we don't really want to sit down and have an in-depth,
hands-on investigation.
Well, that's not hardly in-depth or anything. That's what
if
we would
if you were a twee.
Just you know.
Wow, I should ask people
3 minutes of their time.
That'd
real quick.
Be a great question, though. What kind of tree do you think Dunn would be? He walks a lot, so he does have some characteristics of a tree.
Let's see. What's something that's big, tall, and looks like Will Ferrell?
The Will Ferrell tree. Yes. I believe that's the elf tree.
Mm. Oh, he's an Ent.
He's an
he
ent.
Would be an Ent.
The Ent, yes. Still searching for his Ent wife.
Alrighty.
What was that?
I don't know.
All right, what else?
I want to change subjects. That's what that was. Sorry.
Okay, what else you got?
What did you think of the uniforms?
The Reds uniforms?
The new Reds uniforms. You know, for the unveiling.
No, it was intense. Let me tell you what. When Coffee comes sprinting out in that uniform.
Yeah, I thought he was going to like jump right off the stage.
He was excited. He's an excitable
young
fella.
The lights up there are kind of bright. It's not uncommon for people on stage to just miss the edge of it.
I suppose that's true. And he was sprinting. But, you know, I think they're fine. I'm not...
I don't really care.
No, I'm not. I realize that there are people who have very strong feelings about the uniforms.
Surprised.
And I'm all for that. I don't make fun of them for having strong feelings about the uniforms. I'm just not one of them.
Yeah.
And I think they're fine. I find them adequate. They cover their bodies. Now, if they could make Dunn wear his pants a little less baggy... If they could make...
Well, you know, Chris Welch seems to think that if he were to hike up and to the
right.
knee and show you that he'd get even more balls and more walks.
Well, he may be onto something there. I mean, I think Dunn ought to give it a try. I mean, why not? Why not give it a try?
He'd look kind of funny that way. But yeah, he does wear them a bit.
Oh, dude, I tell you what. Some of the best-looking guys, the guys with the best bodies, wear their pants like that.
You think Dunn has a good body?
No.
Okay.
Certainly not in those baggy pants, anyway.
Well, after Reds Fest was done, I'd say the biggest news was the winter meetings with the GMs.
Oh, do you think that was big news? I think that was...
For everyone but the Reds.
That was anti-news.
There was...
No, you know, I don't think it was though.
Actually,
nothing happened.
There might have been a minor trade or two.
You know, you think about what's happened this year. You think the Cubs
have
picked
up
Soriano. The
Canella,
Cubs have done quite
Soriano,
a few things. And did any of
Marquee
that happen during the winter meetings? Not really.
No.
I mean, it was kind of a non-event.
They don't need... a special general manager meeting to spend way too much money. They can do that any day.
They are really doing that, though, aren't they? They're really being impressive with the amount of money they can waste.
They really can. Like, they almost lost 100 games last season.
Mm-hmm.
And they've spent on all this talent they're way overpaying.
Mm-hmm. Well, they would have to, yeah.
I don't know they'd have to. But I don't see them being all that much better. Like
maybe
15 more wins.
I think even
with all the people they've got, I still think they're at best a .500 team.
Well,
and then they'd have to have a lot of luck.
You know, Soriano's a good addition, and but even that move, they kind of screwed up. I mean, they're gonna play him in center. They're gonna.
I don't know what the deal is of where his position is.
It's just. It's wow. It's befuddling. And I'm befuddled by Krivsky, and I think that the Cubs are even more befuddling. Except not. If their
they're
goal
just
is
signing
to...
the best free agents, which this year they're kind of crappy.
I guess.
Outside of Soriano, and
I don't know.
He has a
can
lot
you
of
really
weaknesses.
Call, Marquise. Best.
Well, that's true.
I mean,
he's the best at sucking.
Well, I think that we had somebody come on to one of the Cardinals fans come on to Red Hot Mom and talk about his inconsistency.
Yeah.
It's not that he sucks. It's that he sucks sometimes.
Well, I'm sure the Cubs can help him get better and learn how to suck all the time.
I think they can injure him. I have faith in their ability.
But Dusty Baker's gone.
You think it was Baker that was doing it? I suppose he did.
I'm sure he was a factor.
That's true.
We'll see.
Where is Dusty Baker these days? Okay, what else have we got?
The only real Reds news was David Weathers being signed officially.
Mm-hmm.
It had been
rumored about that forever.
A week or two ago, and then for whatever reason they waited till after the winter meetings to announce it and to, you know, make a spot for him on the roster.
Well, I think that's probably key right there. They were talking about ironing out the details of his contract, but it was probably more along the lines of they were holding out until the last minute to decide what they were going to do about their roster. And what they finally decided to do was to DFA Brandon Clausen, which is insane.
And a catcher. They had with Chad Mueller and Javier Valentin and the other guy who should have been traded last year.
David Ross, yeah.
They also had Miguel Perez in the minors on the 40-man.
Uh-huh.
So they DFA'd him as well.
Oh, they did.
But he has already accepted a minor league contract.
That's right. I'd heard that.
They should have gotten rid of.
So there's so many should-haves here that you don't even know where to start. Because for one thing, Clausen was not the worst player on the 40-man roster. He was not the least valuable, is what I should
right.
say. He's not the least
valuable. If Marquis worth $7 million a year on the open market, what would Clausen, who was better than him, though coming off surgery,
uh-huh.
what would he be worth in trade?
But I think that, and coming off surgery is not a moot point there. I mean, it's he was not fantastic last season, but he did have his moments, and he was injured. I don't know, man. I don't know. So point one.
And he's left-handed.
Point one, they got rid of the wrong person. There were other options on the 40 men that they could have taken that right. would have made more sense. Two, I don't think they had to DFA Clausen.
I think right? He had options,
right?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So they didn't have to do that either.
That's the second time Krivsky's done that. Remember Dave Williams?
Yes.
If it's not his player, you know he doesn't care.
And Dave Williams came back to bite him in the ass. Now, I don't know if he has realized it, but, you know, Dave Williams was in the freaking postseason. Yeah. Hello.
Dave Williams was a average pitcher who just was terrible for the Reds.
Yeah, he was crummy. He was crummy for the Reds. That does not mean...
That doesn't...
You don't find a way to leverage him in some way.
Yeah, they only had him pitch for like 2 months anyway, and that was only as a starter. What about as a reliever? Did they need relief help yet last season? I can't remember.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he was quite old enough.
Oh, maybe not. But he had an option too, so send him down, see what he's got.
Seriously? Yeah. Well, you know, that's what the Mets ended up doing with him too, right? I mean,
right.
They sent him down. He hung out. He got his legs back under him, and he came back and he did pretty
okay.
well for the team. And he was adequate. He obviously wasn't a superstar.
Well, he's not going to be a superstar.
No one expected him to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And I think that it's the same thing with Clausen. I mean, what in the hell are you thinking, man? I mean, the team doesn't have so much excess pitching that you just go throwing them away.
You
just be like,
it's crazy.
Oh man, you didn't go seven innings like you said you were going to out of spring training. You know, this is the guy that was going into 2006 looked like the number two. You know,
until Reuter
came on the scene, it was like, oh man, you know, coming out of 2005, we got Harang, we got Clausen, we got the foundation of a good rotation here. And he had a bad beginning of the season, but what the hell? Hello. Whatever.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh,
so,
there's one more thing we forgot about that they did in the winter meetings, in the Rule 5 draft.
Uh-huh.
They had the Cubs pick Josh Hamilton
mm-hmm,
and then traded
right.
for him. I think they got another relief pitcher, too, from another team.
Mm-hmm, that's right. We have yet to really see anything about those.
Yeah.
There's
not much to say, really. They'll probably not make the team and be offered back to their original teams.
That's quite possible, actually.
That's usually what happens. What about the people in the front office quitting?
Oh, yeah. There has been some upheaval in the Reds front office. A couple of... We've got a scout and a director of minor league operations.
Yeah, two longtime guys.
Mm-hmm. People have been with the team for a long time who have kind of stormed out in a huff. And, of course, the official word is all hunky-dory, but,
right.
Gosh, you start to wonder, don't you?
Well, yeah, the first one, I'm like, whatever. Sour grapes, and
mm-hmm.
the story broke with Hal McCoy,
who has a tendency for the melodramatic.
The last few years, I don't know if he's always been this way, because I haven't followed him, but the last few years, he's had some overly dramatic, exaggerated stories.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what I could easily see this one as being, but now there's another guy.
Yeah, and by themselves, isolated, neither one of these things is really anything to be concerned about. And even together, they're not really anything to be concerned about, but they sort of herald a change in the attitude or maybe herald a change in the facade of the front office, I guess, where it starts to get difficult to ignore these things that are mounting up. And then, you know, everything that happens is just... frosting on the cake of the crazy ass shit that Krivsky does. What in the hell is he thinking?
I don't know.
There.
Maybe someday he'll tell us.
I'm at a loss for words.
Or maybe someday he'll get fired.
I think that's likely.
At this rate, it could very well be.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, they've already extended his contract through maybe not even next season, maybe through 2008.
I think it might be through aught 8.
And at the time when they did that, I thought, why in the hell are they doing that? He has not been on the job long enough to prove himself worthy of that kind of extension. And I believe that's what I said when it happened. And but, you know, they did it anyway. And I think that he's been kind of riding on the success of a few good moves. But the way that... some of these moves are shaken out. It really gives you the feeling that maybe those were just a random roll of the die, you know, just a lucky guess, like, or beginner's luck, or maybe they weren't even his ideas. I don't even know what to think.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think, and I don't want to judge, because that's That's not me. I'm not that person. No, it's true. I'm not that person. I mean, I give people the benefit of the doubt way past the time when they really deserve it. But if he can't, if he's not going to provide any kind of explanation.
And if you know, you never see any real fruition to his moves, to them culminating in anything, it just makes you scratch your head.
Yeah, it just seems like he's it's all motion and no progress. Mm-hmm. And I think that we've been saying things like that since he came on the job.
Yeah.
You think back in the early days when he'd pick up, you know, another catcher or something, I think that actually when they picked up Ross, it was like, wow, this really seems like we're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Something's got to happen here. We don't need three catchers.
We don't need three catchers.
We've got Leroux and Valentin, who just came off the most productive season of a catching duo in the history of the world. And, but then nothing ever happened.
I think that was actually the Galaxy.
The History of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
And, you know, actually, it turned out all right in that case, so people forget about that. But on the other hand, no, people don't. I mean, they say how frustrating and stupid it was that we carried three catchers all year. Yeah. So,
and here we are again, yeah.
At least kind of in that, to that point, Krivsky's actually expressed that he believes a team needs three catchers on the Major League roster.
That's true.
Which does not help his case.
No.
At all, in my eyes.
No.
What do you got in as far as goofy baseball news in the world outside of the Reds?
I have two stories, both related to the Cardinals.
Is that right?
Yeah. Actually, the first...
Cardinals have been pretty quiet this offseason.
They don't really have to compete this next year. They won the series last year. It's all going to be...
Well, that does seem to be their attitude.
Like, yeah, we'll get all the season ticket holders suckered in.
Well, that would be the case no matter what. Hello, Cardinal fans.
That's true, but even more so this time.
Anyway.
They can raise the prices. First one's about Albert Pujols being a bastard again. So I like that. I like him.
Pujols is
stories
bastard?
That show him in a bad light. Yeah. I don't know why, you know.
He's no Sean Casey.
There was a story at the end of November that interviewed Albert Pujols and talked about him being upset that he lost out to Philadelphia's Ryan Howard for the National League MVP.
Okay.
He says, I see it this way. Someone who doesn't take his team to the playoffs doesn't deserve to win the MVP.
Okay. Is that the punchline?
No.
Okay.
So that, like, but it doesn't make him sound particularly good. Not a gracious loser kind of a quote there.
Uh-huh. True.
Well, a few days later, Pujols said he planned to apologize to Ryan Howard for the way he was portrayed in a recent interview.
For the way Pujols was portrayed
right,
in the interview?
Because
Hey man, I'm sorry they made me look like a jerk.
Yeah, I'm sorry they made it sound like I was insulting you by quoting me.
Yeah.
He said he's angry about the way the interview came out and said Howard was deserving of the award. Quote, I never said he didn't deserve the MVP. He's deserving of that award. He earned it. That's why he got it. I'm not trying to defend myself. I just want to tell him that I'm sorry for all of this because he earned the MVP. The last thing I want to do is spoil this for him, which he'd already done at this point.
I don't really know that Pujols' opinion is important enough to spoil the MVP for someone.
I'm just saying. I don't know.
You know, he can go off and tell me how much Red Hot Mama sucks if he wants, and I pretty much won't care.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell him that the next time I run into him.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Pujols said his comments were misinterpreted. I'm not really sure how. His quote, again, was, someone who doesn't take his team to the playoffs doesn't deserve to win the MVP.
Well, you know, to be fair to Pujols, though, reporters get things wrong a lot.
This is true.
I mean...
And I think there's a good chance that was... The original quote was in Spanish, too, so...
Oh, yeah. And, you know, maybe it was prefaced with something like, I would never say a thing like...
Yeah.
Or... A thing that I would say that would make me sound like a jerk, which I'm not, would be...
Yeah, you shouldn't say that to reporters.
No. You should really
rule number one.
What sorts of things you say. What else you got?
What else do I have? Another story involving a cardinal. Your favorite cardinal. Yours and mine. And everyone's. David Eckstein.
Little rat.
Apparently... I have no idea how this happened, but I'm sure there's video of it on YouTube. Him and catcher A.J. Pierzynski of the White Sox picked a fight on a pay-per-view wrestling event.
Wow.
Yeah, they were in the ring and everything.
So was it like staged when you say picked a fight? Like, did they just both happen to be spectators there?
I think it was, no, I think it was prepared that it was going to be a kind of a celebrity type thing.
What the hell?
I don't know. Eckstein, words from the rat. As a kid, I always enjoyed wrestling. All that went down, wow, that was unbelievable. Things got a bit heated with AJ.
Oh, yeah.
When you step into the ring, you're stepping outside your comfort zone. I can handle playing in front of 45,000 baseball fans. But going out in front of the TNA wrestling fans, who always went to see action, I was nervous.
Okay.
Apparently, Eckstein has a new inspirational children's book, and during the match with Pierzynski, AJ tore it apart.
Really?
So, kudos to him.
Tore apart a children's book. You know, if he was looking for a children's book to tear apart, Red Hot Mama has a super fun activity book for kids.
That's right.
He could buy several hundred copies of
it. It's really funny, too, if you want to actually look at it and read some of the jokes or play the activities, you know.
Yeah. I think it's fun.
That's on sale now at red-hot-mama.com/book. B-O-O-K, in case you don't know how to spell book.
You think that people know how to spell redhotmama.com, but not book?
What are you saying?
I'm saying that I get a lot of hits from people who spelled it M-O-M-M-A or M-A-M-M-A.
Oh, no. Well, if they've got the podcast, they can make their way over there.
Yeah.
Pretty easily.
It's M-A-M-A.
Okay.
So is that all you have?
Yes, it is.
Alrighty then.
We've caught up. So, see you again here on Monday, which is just a few short days away.
That's right. Hopefully the Reds will have done something by then. Something,
I'm banking on another catcher.
Something not inexplicable, please. Something that we can, you know, see the point. I would really appreciate that.
That'd be nice.
It'd be nice. So, until then, keep on hanging in there, and
go Reds! The Red Hot Mama podcast is produced weekly in the heartland of America. We'd love to hear anything you have to say. Visit us online at red-hot-mama.com or send an email to rhm@red-hot-mama.com.
Going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come.